I don't understand that. What does that mean? If you're non-resistance, and then you hire,
okay,
you bring in a guy with a gun. I mean, I'm not here to cause any trouble. I'm just...
Would you say that we should call, in the doctrine of non-resistance, should we call our CSER, should we call on the government, like Paul did, Roman citizen, should we call on them for, I mean, like, say, if we have a problem, have a fire, have a theft.
But there's a little difference, let me just say. Do we trust in God?
Absolutely.
Okay, so... I would say you absolutely call when there's a problem, but like on Sunday, do you have an armed guard standing there waiting Sunday?
No.
Oh. Because I'm just curious. I've never seen an armed guard at an Anabaptist body before.
Who's here? All of our church people, but we're only a fraction.
Yeah.
We have a responsibility to you. We have a responsibility to the children from another community.
I would
if
think
there's
there'd
a
be...
problem, we're going to call them, right?
Yeah, I suppose, but I would think there would be more trust in the Lord. Like I said, I don't see the difference. Your church building says everybody's welcome, so the world can come to your church building. You have an armed guard there. I mean, do you send armed guards with your wives when they go to Walmart and your children? That's a dangerous place there. I mean, doesn't it come down to where we trust God?
It does.
Yeah, okay. So
it
does. That's it. Can we switch to the gospel? Can you share with me, how do you find eternal life?
Only one way.
Okay.
By giving yourself to the power of Jesus and the blood of Jesus. Confessing your sins to God. It's very simple.
Yeah.
Giving yourself to God and walking in newness of life. You know, anything you've said so far, maybe, you know, a little confrontational. Other than that, you're saying the truth. And the Bible is our guide for truth.
Amen. We follow Scripture.
You know, and it is kind of awkward to call yourself a man.
I just talked
Does
to
it
young,
work to call yourself a Christian?
I just talked to a guy over there, a young guy. He was real nice. And I said, you know, if I said Menno was a godly man. And if Menno found out people named themselves after him, he'd come back and he'd rebuke you all.
I would say that.
So then I have a question. Why? And you're not an elder. Why do the elders carry on in that name? When you say, is it wrong to call yourself a Christian? The Bible tells us in Antioch, they were first called Christian. Christian means Christ follower. We're supposed to follow Christ.
Little Christ.
Mennonite means you're lifting up a man. Like Amish Jacob lifting up a man. So I always ask people, why would you do that when the Bible says, Paul says, I'm of Apollos, I'm of Cephas. It's a direct sin against the Word of God. So I always start there with the Anabaptists when they say, well, why do you call it sinful? You name yourself after a man, and then I go on to the gospel, which we'll cover, I'll go back again, and then I talk about how you're uniting to the Roman Catholics with Christmas and Easter. Here's a good one for you, and I want to throw this in your mind for you. Is Jesus a liar?
No.
How many days did he say he'd be in the grave?
I'm mistaken, he said 3 days.
Right, I'll help you. 3 days, 3 nights, right?
Okay.
So you guys practice Good Friday crucifixion and Sunday morning resurrection. Have you ever wondered, I'm not good at math, ever wondered how you get 3 days in any formula between Friday night and Sunday morning?
It says he distinctly, Bible distinctly says he rose on the first day of the week, right?
No, it doesn't say that. It says when they went to there, when they went to the tomb, he was already gone. Let me share something with you. And this is what I like to share with the Anabaptists. You're practicing, if you practice at a Roman Catholic handed out holiday. Jesus, the Bible says they took him down before the Sabbath because it was offensive to have Jews crucified on the Sabbath. And everybody thinks that was Saturday, so he had to be taken down Friday.
Right.
There's such a thing called a high Sabbath. And the high Sabbath that week was Thursday. Jesus goes in the grave Wednesday night. He's in the grave Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. He's in the grave Thursday, Friday, Saturday. This is beautiful. He resurrects on Saturday evening. You know why? He is our Sabbath rest. He's the Lord of the Sabbath. So here's an example. So you guys, the Mennonites, the Anabaptists, are all practicing a false pagan holiday handed down by the Roman Catholics. And the Bible says if we practice false ways, we'll be left outside of the kingdom of God. And the Bible says in Psalm 104, that God hates every false way. So these are things I just throw out there to ask Mennonites. And in my track, and if you go on the internet, I have a website that has all kinds of articles on the Anabaptists. You must turn and repent from those things. And if a body won't change those things and you unite to them, you're pretty much complicit with their sin. And what people do, this is what's really sad, people put fellowship above truth of God. So we should have the truth of God in Christ. Then if we have godly fellowship, then we have it. But what the Anabaptist world has done is said, well, if I do that, I'm going to have to leave fellowship. Well, Jesus calls us to lose everything for his cause. And fellowship is only biblical if you have biblical fellowship with other believers. It's like marriage. It's only biblical if you marry one woman.
Right.
If I marry two women or another man, well, married, it's not biblical. Yeah. It's not what God ordained. Yeah. So you've been very gracious. I would hope that you would just test that. And what I always ask people is, I wish you would go to your elders and just, instead of them just discounting me, say, we need to call this guy, because if he's a brother, we need to love him and show him why he should be a Mennonite. He's wrong. Or if he's our enemy, what did Jesus say we're supposed to do with our enemies?
Well, you know, I could sit here.
Yeah, no.
I could if sit here call, and be it. As, in a sense, as challenging of your method of following Christ, because I think you have one too.
Well, according to God's word, he tells me not to name myself after a man, tells me not to do pagan holidays, tells me to leave lies, tells me to call out sin, tells me to walk in holiness.
So, but you're telling
that's
me that we have all these things, right. And you also have all of your things.
Like what?
I mean, you've spent quite a bit of time telling me, you know, different things.
Yeah, but so I pattern my life after the Bible. If you could show me my sin, I'll repent of it. Will the Mennonites repent? Jesus says you should repent.
If we don't repent, if we don't, you know, everything. Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments.
Right.
And you will, you know, you will live in that spirit and in truth.
That means you repent and change whatever you're doing that's sinful
or
wrong.
Would you mind just let me talk here a little bit? But ultimately, if we don't have our sins completely under the blood of Jesus, not in a legalistic way at all, you know, we are nothing without Jesus.
Right, that's true.
And we will fall.
He's the foundation.
We will fall and we will have issues.
But if you practice sin, see, here's the problem, sir. Hebrews 10:26. See, this is where you're going. Hebrews 10:26 says, if we willfully sin, that means if you know Christmas is pagan and you keep doing it, that's a willful sin. It's not covered by the blood of Christ.
So, one thing
you have to repent and leave that.
One thing I come from with all of these holidays is the majority of people in this world do not know what you're telling me.
It's actually not true. I witnessed to hundreds of Mennonites and they all go, we know it's pagan and we keep doing it. It's actually not true.
But listen to me. I'm not talking about Mennonites.
Oh, the world knows it's pagan too.
I wouldn't say
And so
that.
Do the Catholics and the Lutherans. I've witnessed to thousands of people every year, sir. Well, they know it's pagan.
I'm not going to sit here and discuss that.
I love you. You're my neighbor.
I believe in Jesus. Right. And I believe in the blood of Jesus. I do believe that church structure, one of the most important things I believe a Christian, God calls a Christian do through Jesus, the bride of Christ. Mm-hmm. We are the bride of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Is to be accountable to each other, is to be submissive to each other, mm-hmm. to show love to each other.
Under God's word.
Under
man-made traditions that you're keeping.
And so, you know,
under God's word. That would be my challenge to you, is to test yourself to make sure you come out of man-made traditions because we love you. Jesus said, last day I'm leaving with you and go, you've been gracious. Mark 7, Jesus says, if you keep man-made traditions, your worship's void.
Well,
Mennonite worship is void because they're keeping man-made traditions.
One thing I want to say is it's not void. Mm-hmm. And don't say that.
It is.
Because I believe in the blood of Jesus.
Doesn't matter.
I believe in Jesus.
Doesn't matter.
If I believe in a certain
code. The demons believe and tremble.
That's right.
Then they're not going to be saved.
So
you must obey.
Yeah.
But Jesus said, I made the way for those who obey me, Hebrews 5:9. So think about
that. Ponder it's that. Challenging, but
ponder
I challenge
that.
You
You have to repent and come
because,
out.
Because
you can call me sometime and we'll go.
Really, I don't see you really maybe submitting to other people's ideas.
How do you know anything about me? How do you know I don't have brothers? I'm not in a local home fellowship body or a traveling fellowship body?
You could be.
Right. So why would you say that?
Well,
I'm submitting to God first, then I'll submit to godly men.
Okay.
I wouldn't submit to your elders because they're leading you in sin.
That could be.
Yeah.
And you've been interesting to talk to.
Yeah.
But
test yourself.
Yeah.
Go much deeper than the Mennonites. Are you born a Mennonite?
I was.
Yeah, you got to go much deeper than that because you have to repent. Let me give you gospel real quick. Place your faith in Jesus Christ and his shed blood. Absolutely. His death, burial, resurrection. Then the Bible says repent. Without repentance, you won't enter. Jesus says you'll perish. Repenting is a changing of your mind, changing of your ways. When you repent, and God sees a willing vessel, and you're willing to come out of the world and come out of your false associations, then God says, I see a willing vessel. You must be born again. Born again isn't water baptism. Born again isn't joining a membership. Born again is you get a new heart and a new mind. And the fruit you have a new heart and a new mind is holiness and obedience to God's word, not to false man-made fellowship. Wait, I'm almost done. And then the Bible says, like a marriage, you're probably married, right?
Yes.
You have to endure in that marriage. So I know you guys agree with that. You're not Calvinistic, neither are we. But point is, the blood doesn't save you. you must become eligible for grace by repenting. God always called people to forsake their sin, and the Mennonites live in sin. And so we like to lovingly call them out. That's why we come and have conversations.
I would like to challenge you.
Call me sometime.
To go
email me.
To go beyond mostly what I've heard here. Is talking against a certain group of people. So let's go
it's
beyond that.
It's lifting up the truth of God, and I'm talking to Mennonites. So if I was talking to Mormons, what I do with Mormons is I show them how false their faith is, that it's built on a false preface. And so I call the Mormons out. So
one thing
I'm talking to a Mennonite, I'm going to talk about...
You know. Is that we do challenge each other to lift up God. Now,
You got to go further. You got to go deeper. You must repent and come out of your sin.
Take care.
Yep. You got my contact info. I'd love to talk to you sometime.